USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is spending the weekend in Camp David after spending the week promoting the coronavirus vaccine. Speaking in Atlanta on Friday, he offered comfort to Asian Americans in the wake of the shootings there that left 8 dead, including 6 Asian women.
Our silence is complicity. We cannot be complicit. We have to speak out. We have to act.
Detention centers across the Southwest at the border are filling to capacity as hundreds of migrant children and families come across to the U.S. every day. House Republican Byron Donald of Florida spoke on Fox.
Anybody with two eyes can see that this is out of control, and it's all because of Joe Biden and his decision to unwind every protection detail, every situation, how you control the border, every protocol that was put in place by the Trump administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The Federal Reserve announced that it will not extend an emergency order given a year ago that eased the amount of capital banks were required to keep to counter potential economic hardships brought on by COVID-19. The Fed said it will allow the rule to expire at the end of March. Ordered in the early weeks of the crisis last year, the rule permitted U.S. banks to exclude treasuries and deposits with Fed banks from the calculation of its leverage ratios. The Biden administration said it plans to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Mexico and Canada as the shot is being considered for approval in the U.S. House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters during a press briefing that they're in the process of finalizing the loan of 2.5 million doses of the vaccine to Mexico and 1.5 million to Canada. The vaccine is currently under consideration for emergency authorization. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Astronauts on the International Space Station are testing surface coatings intended to kill viruses and germs, including the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The test for the Boeing company has astronaut Shannon Walker touch a dozen items daily to transfer microbes commonly found on humans to them. After 6 months in space, the items will return to Earth in early May, where researchers will determine how the microbes fared on the treated surfaces. NASA already has determined from previous experiments that microbes, especially bacteria, grow more readily in the microgravity of orbit. Boeing hasn't revealed what the surface coating is, but a spokesman confirmed that it's a polymer substance that's sprayed onto the items. Excessive amounts of microbes in food or water aboard the space station could create health risks. Boeing said they've tested the substance for use in aircrafts, so they know it's safe. Flooding in Australia's New South Wales is getting worse as Sydney's Werragamba Dam has overflowed. The weather also caused a mini tornado that left thousands in the dark in Chester Hill. Farther north, along the coast in West Taree, video captured a house as it was swept away. Meteorologists issued major flood warnings across western Sydney. The government said the weather has also impacted the COVID-19 vaccine delivery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.